Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 24th, 2025. Start today with an update on a story that Meredith DeFrancesco and I first started covering on Radioactive in the 1990s when the Maine People's Alliance first started working on this issue. The Maine DEP this week issued a second notice of violation to Mallinckrodt related to the lack of meaningful progress remediating the former chloralkali manufacturing facility that's located along the Penobscot River in Orrington. Quote, historic operations at that site resulted in a significant amount of contamination to the surrounding soils, groundwaters, and neighboring river. The first notice of violation was issued by the DEP on March 19, 2025. The DEP has pursued the site's cleanup since 2008, and under DEP oversight, progress has been achieved remediating the area. In 2008, DEP issued an order requiring remediation of all soil contaminated with mercury, chloropicrin, and other contaminants, removal of the industrial sewer, and establishment of financial assurance mechanisms. This was affirmed in the Board of Environmental Protection's 2010 order. However, large areas of soil contaminated by mercury and chloropicrin above the site-specific standard established by order of the Board of Environmental Protection for the protection of public health, safety, and the environment remain on the site unremediated. The industrial sewer has yet to be removed, and Mallinckrodt has failed to establish the required financial assurance mechanism. Mallinckrodt's response to the DEP's March 19, 2025 notice of violation was deemed insufficient by the DEP to satisfy the order's clear requirements. In accordance with Maine law and this department's orders, the DEP expects that Mallinckrodt will immediately resume efforts to accomplish site remediation, end quote. You can read the notice of violation on the DEP Mallinckrodt webpage, maine.gov/DEP/spills/HolterChem. In other news, the president decided to demolish the east wing of the White House this week, as you may have heard. Maine's Congressional District 1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who also serves on the Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees the National Park Service, wrote the following in a letter to Trump. Quote, "Dear Mr. President, I write to demand that you immediately cease construction activities related to a new ballroom at the White House. You have brazenly begun demolition without the legally required approval of several governmental agencies. Your actions are irreparably destroying a historic portion of one of America's most recognizable landmarks and a symbol of our democracy. The White House is a national historic landmark and a national park site. Any project of this scale and importance must be approached with careful interagency coordination among the National Park Service, National Capital Planning Commission, and the Commission of Fine Arts. Your disregard for the oversight and transparency requirements that protect our nation's most revered sites is shocking. Despite previous assurances that no changes will be made to the existing structure, the project scope is clearly well beyond what was initially publicly proposed. And according to reports, the White House has not yet even submitted plans for the project to initiate the review process. Furthermore, other than certain essential functions, the agencies with jurisdiction are all closed during the government shutdown, and the key staff are furloughed. It is appalling that you are pursuing a vanity project during a governmental shutdown. You are clearly prioritizing an entertainment space over the American people at a time when basic needs like healthcare and groceries are increasingly unaffordable. All demolition activities must stop at once, and the site must be secured until the reviews and approvals required by law are complete. By failing to ensure that historic preservation is appropriately considered, you are endangering a priceless historic American landmark. Such a cavalier undertaking all but guarantees that future presidents will afford your contributions the same reverence. Sincerely," and that was signed by Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's Congressional District 1. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.